good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Brewing Faith. We're live. It is not 1:30. We are late today. I apologize. Had meetings this afternoon, and so we are late today. We are actually broadcasting live from a Walmart parking lot. I tell my brother, you've never lived until you slept in a Walmart parking lot while your wife is shopping. That's the ultimate right there, a good old nap in a Walmart parking lot. But we are doing Brewing Faith live in a Walmart parking lot today. We're going to read from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, and we will begin reading at verse number 8. 2 Corinthians 1 and 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure. We were pressed out of measure, and we're going to, our title this afternoon is going to be pressure. I don't know if anybody feels pressure in our world today, but here in 2 Corinthians 1 and 8, Paul says, we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from some great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. I want to talk about pressure today. We are living in pressured times. It is times of pressure today. I don't think I'm out of line to say that. I think people listening today would agree with me. We're living in times of pressure. I'm reading an audio book about some pilots in the battle of Midway in World War II. And these pilots, they tell this pilot is telling personal stories of how they were losing many pilots, being shot down. In fact, sometimes them not even knowing what the word wasn't even given back to them what happened, but pilots just they never came back. And so that's trouble when your fellow pilot doesn't come back, your best friend doesn't make it back. And they're telling how, you know, they're going up in the air and these missions and these kamikaze Japanese pilots that they're going against, and many of them being shot down, these American pilots. An unbelievable pressure. But this one guy relates a story of being up in the air, and they're flying in formation. He said he looks over and all of a sudden he sees a flash out of the corner of his eye and sees a Japanese bomber, some type of bomber, coming straight at him. And he dives. I mean, he takes his fighter pilot and dives out of the way. And then he said he looks back after diving with his plane, and there's not a plane there. The plane is, and he's like, where'd it go? What happened? And all of a sudden over his radio, his I'm gonna use the word boss, the guy over him that he was flying in formation with him, says, Chuck, what were you doing? What was that? And he started to say, like, I saw another, and then he realizes, ugh, that was in my imagination, that was in my mind. And so he's like, oh, my handle's stuck, it jammed, my handle jammed. And his boss is like, well, okay, well, stay in formation. And so he continues on flying in formation, and he goes a while longer, and he said he looks over and he sees a group. I mean, it's more than one. It's a group of, I mean, this time it wasn't a flash, but this time he sees several of them, three, four, whatever. I mean, these Japanese fighter pilots are coming straight at him. And again, this time he really dives to make a maneuver to get, you know, to save himself. And then he, you know, he rights his plane, and he looks back and there's no planes. There's no Japanese fighter planes anywhere around. And again, his boss comes over the radio. He says, "What's going on?" And again, he gives some lame excuse, and he realizes, "Uh-oh, I'm in trouble here, because my imagination—I'm seeing things." And he tells about landing the plane, getting on the ground, and his the commander, his boss, walking up to him, and he said, "I could tell my boss knew what was going on." And he kind of says something like, "I'll give you one more chance, but you don't have it all together. Something's messed up." In other words, and he walked away from that meeting with his boss, and he's like, "If I don't get it together, I'm not going to be able to fly a plane again, because my mind is playing tricks on me." And you could tell he was just talking about the pressure, his best buddy, you know, his buddies dying, getting shot down, you know, all not knowing, we've got to be prepared to die when we go out on this mission. And it just, the pressure, can you imagine that? Think about that. You know, guys go out on a mission before you, they don't come back, and now you're out on a mission, and his mind starts playing games with him. We live in a pressure-packed world today. What is the answer for the pressure that we live today? Are we, you know, like, "Oh, I can't handle this pressure"? Well, we do have an answer here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul says, "In Asia, we were pressed out of measure, above strength. We despaired even of life. They were under much, much pressure." And then he says, verse 11, I won't read it all, I've already read. Verse 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 are all good verses. But in verse 11, he says, "Ye also helping together by prayer for us, we will only be able to withstand the pressure of this world." We must pray. We must pray. That's what Paul said his answer was. "Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." I'm going to back up. Verse number 9. "We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God." I like that also. He said the prayer, that's how you're going to help us, prayer. But he says, "I'm not going to trust in myself, but in God, which raiseth the dead." God can do anything. That's how I'm going to handle this pressure. Paul said, we're pressed beyond measure. He said, the only way we're going to handle it is if I don't trust myself, if I put my trust in God, he will deliver us. And prayer. That's the answer for the pressure in our world today. I apologize for being a little late today. Thank you for tuning in to Brewing Faith. Be encouraged. I can't get myself through this pressure, but God can. I can put my trust in him and pray some more in Jesus' name. God bless you all.